They say, Dr. Minhas, I'm going to dictate the neurology consultation on a patient named Harold Miller, H-A-R-O-L-D-M-I-L-L-E-R. Date of birth 05-16-1946. Date of appointment April 10th, 2025. Requesting physician George Weiss, D-O-G-E-O-R-G-E-W-E-I-S. D-O. Dear Dr. Weiss, I have the pleasure of seeing Harold Miller today in my office. I appreciate you involving me in his care. As you know, he's 79-year-old right-handed Caucasian man who is having a diagnosis of dementia. His memory is not good. He forgets easily. He lives alone. Friend, help him. Home health aid comes 4 hours a day, 7 days a week. Daughter live in Florida. He is not driving. Aid help him with grocery and shopping. He is not cooking himself. County pays his bill. He does not have any pets. He is taking care of himself. His hands are numb and tingly. He is having tingling which is going into the toes. He becomes agitative and aggressive. Seroquel was tried in the past without any help. Rexulti was not approved by the insurance company. He had MRI of the C-spine done which shows spinal stenosis, but he is not ready for any surgery. Past medical history. Dementia, agitated behavior, hypertension, benign prostatic hypertrophy, hyperlipidemia. Past surgical history, heart valve repair, herniorrhaphy, leg surgery, carpal tunnel surgeries, medication, allergy, no known drug allergy, medication, calcitriol, tamsulosin, vitamin B, metoprolol, azetamide, clonazepam, Eliquis, pantoprazole, hydrocodone, donepezil, 5 mg daily, amlodipine, memantin, 10 mg 2 times daily. Social history, he smokes cigar. He usually drink one beer at night about 2 times per week. Sometimes drink vodka and cranberry. He is retired, he is widower, he lives alone, he has one daughter, family history, mother deceased, she was having thyroid problem, father deceased, heart attack, alcohol issue, one sister deceased due to COVID. Review of the system, I personally review the journal, skin, metabolic, endocrine, eyes, ear, nose, throat, pulmonary, cardiovascular, gastrointestinal, neurologic, psychiatric, musculoskeletal, and genitourinary system. I found out that he is having lightheadedness, confusion, memory loss, numbness, tingling, weakness, trouble walking, depression, anxiety. Physical examination, blood pressure 140 over 80, heart rate 72, respiratory rate 16, lungs clear to auscultation, heart S1, S2, regular in rate, and rhythm, abdomen, sour bowel sound present. Next apple, there is no carotid bruit, there is no jaundice, sinuses, and edema, neurological examination. Patient is alert, awake, oriented. Time 3, I did the mini mental status examination and he scored 22 out of 30. No aphasia, no dysarthria, pupils are equally reacting to light and accommodation, extraocular movement intact, there is no facial asymmetry, tongue is in the midline, shoulder shrug normal, hearing is good on both sides, right eye is abducted, finger to nose, no dysmetria, there is no pronator drift, there is no rigidity, no tremor, motor system examination is strength 545. Deep tender reflexes 2 over 4, plantar responses are flexor, sensory system examination revealed presence of pain prick and vibratory sensation in both hands and feet. Gait ataxic, Romberg test positive, assessment and plan, 79-year-old right-handed Caucasian man whose history and examination is suggestive of following neurological problem. Number one, Alzheimer's disease. Number two, cervical radiculopathy. Number three, peripheral neuropathy. Number four, gait ataxia. Number five, carpal tunnel syndrome. Number six, depression. Next paragraph, I will continue the donepezil and memantine. I would like to start Zoloft 25 milligram PO daily. He was already tried on Seroquel and not approved by the Rexulti. I offered the EMG of the upper and lower extremity, but he will think about it. Thank you again for asking me to see this patient. I would like to see him back in my office in 3 months.